Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10 midweek top-up. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the expansion and the contraction. Always, I like to remind you the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." And so often we go about our day unconscious of our breathing. So just for the next few moments, we're just going to pay attention to it. So I invite you that as you inhale, you lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and allow yourself to fully inhale the life-giving breath that you need to survive. And on the exhale, you slowly, gently release the breath until you contract the stomach in tightly, squeezing out every last drop. This time as we breathe in, lowering the diaphragm, extending the stomach, truly intaking as much of air as you can. You're going to hold and now gently release. Expelling every last drop. And this time as you take your final deep breath in, lowering the diaphragm, expanding the stomach, truly extending the lungs to take in this wonderful life-giving breath. Hold. Gently release, slowly letting it ebb out gently. Squeezing in the stomach and expelling the very last drop of stale air. Now set the intention to be present for the next few minutes. In this moment. For only in this moment can spirit be known. Right here, right now. The divine is not in the past. The divine is not in the future. The divine is in this moment where creation happens. Creativity is not in the past. Creativity is not in the future. Creativity is in this moment. This moment. This moment. Whatever form of the creativity you are thinking about, it can only happen as you are conscious in this very moment of that which you wish to create for yourself. Whether it is healing you wish to create, the healing happens now in this moment. The teacher Jesus, whenever he did this healing, it never was put forth into the future. It was now. He asked, "Can you believe I can do this now?" He was conscious in the moment that is where creativity can happen. It was never, "Well, next week you can get the healing." It was, "Take up your bed and walk. Go wash your eyes in the pool." It was now that creativity was happening, in the moment. So what is it you want to create for yourself, for your life, for your experience? You do it now, in the moment. You take your attention away from the past, from what was, what has been, and leave it there. The teacher said, "Let the dead bury the dead." Your history, your story, that's in the past. That's dead. Leave it there. But now, do something new. Create something new for yourself, for your life. Whatever it is, now is the time. But now is where the creator is. And you co-create by your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So the teacher said, "You will know the tree by the fruit it bears." What fruits are bearing in your life now? If they're not the fruits of peace and joy, health, wholeness, happiness, make now the time to create that which you want to experience. Now is the time. It is written in the sacred text, "Behold, I make all things new." The all things new is happening now, not at some future time, not in some far off days of the week or the month. There is no someday on a calendar. There's today. There's now. And so in this awareness, what can you create for yourself now? What belief, what thought can you hold for yourself now? And hold it in the next moment when that arrives, and the next moment, and the next moment. So in this awareness, that we are co-creating with the infinite source of life in each moment, let us be mindful this day of where our thoughts go. For where our thought goes, energy flows and is creating that moment for us. So in this awareness, in this truth, in this understanding, we are surrendering. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that in each moment, as we remain awake and conscious, we are co-creating with the infinite intelligence that permeates in and through and as us. We know that we are one with the power that creates and has created all things. The power that says, "Behold, I make all things new." And so we move beyond the limitations of our thoughts and erroneous beliefs that we've held for ourselves. We move beyond any of our past history or stories that we've held and believed for so long. We move beyond the limitations and lack that we have accepted for ourselves and hold true to the truth that in each moment we create. Can create something new. For you are not the creator and instigator of the past or the future, but you are the instigator and creator of the now. You are the I am that I am, not the I was or I will be, but the I am that I am. So let us in our awareness this day be conscious of where our I am is in each moment. Let us be conscious that we are creating with you through every thought that we are holding in consciousness. And that if we are unaware of what that is, that we simply need to look at what's going on around us. And if there's something that we are experiencing that is not in alignment with that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience, in this moment we can choose a different thought, a different way of being, a different way of showing up, a different way of believing, a different way of speaking. So right here, right now, in this moment, we accept that we are one with you, the creator of all that is. Right here, right now, we accept that we are going to be diligent and conscious of what we are thinking, feeling, speaking, and believing for ourselves and our lives and our loved ones. In each moment, we are going to make the absolute time to be conscious. To create only that which is in alignment with every good thing we desire. The Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we remember in this moment that we are one with you, that we are one with all that is good, and that as we remember this in each moment, we are mindful and conscious to create only that which is good for ourselves. And in doing so, we start to remember that what we are holding and believing for ourselves, we hold and believe for all of creation. For your infinite grace. For your endless mercies. For your eternal blessings. We offer up heartfelt gratitude. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
And so, my beloveds, if you'd like to repeat after me our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. So it is. And so, my Divine Beloved, as we come to the end of this morning's 10 at 10, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Revving Sunday Soul Connection. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.